I'm just going to keep this short and sweet, like Ben Vossler, and and say that I'm very thankful for what I've learned in Young Peoples and all the friends I've made. And it was kind of hard being in Young Peoples when all your friends your age kind of left and you have to make new friends. But I am thankful for the ones that stayed around, Brian Bush especially, big part. And definitely had great times in here. Definitely all the trips we've went on. And even though Chris makes me speak a lot, I won't miss that. And I'm very thankful for KD here. And that's all I got.
Well, we're both not so talkative people, so I'm going to keep it short too. I have enjoyed singing in the youth choir. Not missed most of the specials, but I like singing groups more. I'm going to miss... probably won't miss the practices, but it helps. I've made a lot of friends. Not really any have left. So, moving on. Some advice that we would like to give before we leave is to stay in the church. The best way to find the perfect one God has for you is to stay in the church and make sure the relationship with God is on a strong foundation, a firm foundation, and everything else would just kind of fall into place. Waiting for God, we all know that waiting is a hard thing to do. At least for me, it's very hard for me to wait. But if you wait, God will bring you this special person, like Benji. He brought Benji to me. I've known him for a long time, but it just kind of happened. The last thing was to stay active in the youth, stay active singing, and singing in the youth helps in the actual adult services. It helps you get out of your comfort zone, which this is out of our comfort zone. It helps when you are active, it helps build the your spiritual foundation more as well. But I don't have much else to say because this is nerve-wracking. But that's all I have to say. Like, it's going to be short.
Like me.
Now's a chance for if anybody has anything to say about Katie and Benji. If you could make it embarrassing, that'd be real nice.
Not a public speaker either, so I don't really know either of them very well, but me and Benji always seem to have good conversations in the bathroom, just washing our hands, of course, but yeah, just wanted to say that.
So I've known Katie for a long time, but I didn't really get close to her until we started working at Hobby Lobby together. She's pretty quiet, and then we were kind of like in different age groups. So then when we started working at Hobby Lobby together, I realized like she's a pretty cool person. She's really sweet and like would never ever hurt you on purpose. Like she's literally the nicest person I've ever met. Like people were mean to her and she was just like, okay, and then walk away. Like she just didn't let things... She didn't react to people. I mean, like, I'm sure things got to her, but she did not, like, react the way that I probably would have if somebody had been mean to me. And I'm always thankful for her steady friendship and for how good of a worker she was and just everything about her. She's just an amazing person. And I wish you well.
kind of feel obligated to get up here since she's my cousin. But one thing about Katie is whenever I used to go over to her house, when her mom used to watch me, of course, we always used to have the best times. I remember Kelly and her used to fight over me because I don't know if I was favored or something, but they used to fight over me, so that was fun. We always used to hang out because, of course, there was a lot of boys in the house, and I was the only girl, really, that hung out with those two, so or really had them to hang out with me. Weston always used to hang out with, you know, Colton and all of them, so I was just by myself, just doing something else, and then Katie used to come in and be like, "Hi, Hayden!" I'd be like, "Hi." And then she'd be like, "Do you want to come play with me?" And I'll be like, "Oh, okay." So I used to go over and play with her, and it would always be so fun because over the years, I can always look back on that and remember we've always had a pretty close relationship, and I'm really thankful for that because I've not really had anybody I've been close to in my family a lot recently ever since we came back to the church, so I'm really glad that we've had that relationship, and I'm very thankful for it.
Benji, I don't want to say about you, but I'm Brianna, one of your friends. Me and Benji, we went one day fishing to a resort. It was closed, of course. Then we went. But Benji was speeding. I don't know how he was going fast. But we went to the resort, and it was locked. I don't know why. But we went to one of his friend's fishing spots, which is a good-sized pond, actually. Fished for a little bit. We had some good conversations about who was winning what and where, and tying up the game with 5 fishes each, which was pretty lame in my opinion, but I loved every single moment of it. I wish the best of you a lot, you know, wait with a nice truck you got, love it. Katie, what's to say? I mean, Katie's very shy, I would say, from what I know. She's very good girl, loving, sings pretty well. Good luck to you and Benji, a lot. Love y'all both, and good luck.
I won't embarrass them. Well, I might embarrass Katie Ray, but that's fine. I don't know. I'm very happy for them. Katie Ray, me and her got close through the years. We went on a trip together down to Caitlin's graduation and from the Army, and I don't even know how to explain. It was my first time with her, and she made me laugh the whole time. If you ever go on a trip with her, don't let her drink anything because she'll have to go to the bathroom every hour. And so it was a long trip. So I didn't let her drink anything the last, 5 hours. And I was like, we're not stopping anymore. We're done. She makes me laugh a lot. She's actually not that shy if you get to know her. So don't let her fool you. She has everybody fooled thinking that she's shy. I'm trying to think of what else to say about Katie Ray. She's a lot smarter than she lets you guys lead on. I remember one time we were out at Nanny's and she had Nanny's bank card. And Nanette was like, you know, Katie Ray, you have my bank card. And she's like, oh, do I? I'm like, yeah. And she was like, well, I got to give you this and this. And I was like, it was just funny. Like, she knew. And Emmy's like, my mom's up there talking and not holding me. But I'm very proud of them, I guess, Benji and Katie. And Benji got saved, and I don't know, just she's very good for him. They're very sweet to my son, and I appreciate that, and I know that, you know, once they get married and down the road a couple years, they'll be very good parents. And I mean that in the nice way, but it means a lot to me that you guys have taken cash in, and everyone has, but just the way they are with cash, I don't know. I wish you guys the best. I'm sure I have way more embarrassing things, but I got up here and then Emmy distracted me from what I was going to say embarrassing about Benji, so he got lucky.
I'm really thankful for Benji sticking around too. He's one of the only ones that we used to hang around a lot, a bunch of us, and we're pretty much the only ones left from that group. And so I'm really thankful for that, and thankful for all the good times we've had together. And Katie used to come over to our house a lot back when Caitlin was little, and that was always a fun time. But wish you the best.
Had a couple of people get up and say tonight that we're glad that Benji stuck around. And you know, that kind of struck a chord with me. You know, it's sad to see young people leave. Not stay, you know, with the church. And for whatever reason, they go out into the world. And I appreciate the fact that Benji stayed around. Appreciate that. And I appreciate Sister Katie as well. And hopefully one of these days this mass exodus out of here as far as getting married, and that's, you know, in a way that's the right way to leave the young people's group. Is two young people get married and move on to the next phase of their life. That's what it should be. And so I appreciate them. And one of the things, as I was thinking Friday night when they were doing the slideshow, that is one thing that I can say about Brother Benji and Sister Katie is they've been faithful. You know, they've been around to help during the camp meetings. They've been around to help on work days. They've been around to do many, many things. And, you know, and I, again, you might say that they are what you want to say, the face of what our young people's group is all about. And that is, they're faithful, they're here, they do anything that we ask them to do, and we appreciate that. Yes. We appreciate that. And we'll miss that leadership. We'll miss that leadership. So, again, as a couple people have mentioned already, you know, we're thankful for when young people grow up here in the congregation, they are in the youth group, and they get married and move on. That is the right way to do it. And so we appreciate that very, very much. And we wish them well. We wish them well. And so, does anybody else have anything to say? Does anybody else have anything to say?
As your youth leader, I too want to just echo what Brother Steve said. It has been a blessing to have you in our youth group. And, well, part of us is a little sad that this many couples have moved out in the last couple years, but it's a real blessing to see them coming on and still going to church and getting involved in the work of God. And I know we're going to see that from YouTube also. And I want to say I appreciate, as you're saying, because this is kind of your theme, is things I've learned from being in the youth group. And so you guys brought a few thoughts, and I appreciate you saying the recipe for success is to keep coming. Keep coming. Come to young people's. Come to Sunday school. Hang out with the youth. There's going to be times when you probably, oh, I don't want to go. I don't feel like it. I don't have any friends. Like Brother Benji said, my friends have moved on, but then he made new friends. And so you're hearing them say what we're saying all the time, that, hey, guess what? That recipe, it works. It works, and I really appreciate that. And my mind rolls back quite a bit farther when I thought about it again on Friday night, that I think about when you guys were really little. One of my very, very first times to see Benji was his mother and father walking back and forth with him in the bookstore, and he's crying and crying and crying, and was a very fussy baby. And my heart went out to them because I had two very fussy babies, and So I don't know how that story ended, but I just remember thinking, blessed, I know how to go home and pray for Sister Lisa. And so, and then I think about Sister Katie, and I just say, God bless. That story is just awesome to me. When she came back and Sister Nana adopted her and just made a change in her life, and you guys all know that, but just it touches my heart that she's here today because someone took an interest in her and cared about her and loved her. And God has a plan. I think of the plan that God has for every single one of your lives. And when you're really little, it's probably hard to quite see that plan. I'm sure when Katie was really little and she was in foster care and Sister Nana first had her, it was hard to see what that plan was going to be. But God knows, he sees way out in the future. And he saw, I have a plan for Katie and I have a plan for Benji. And if they'll just stay true to me and if they'll still keep on keeping on, I'm going to put people in their lives. I'm going to put a mom and a dad and I'm going to put siblings. And I'm going to help them get to that location if they'll just keep following the recipe. And you guys did. And it just blesses my heart. And it encourages me because sometimes life doesn't make sense and life's not fair and things don't quite add up. But we know God is looking down the road for every single one of you in here. And if some of you are thinking, you know, I'm older and I don't have a girlfriend, I don't have a boyfriend, what's going on here? Keep following the recipe. Because God has something outstanding for you. Have you ever made something and didn't follow the recipe? Now, once in a while, it might kind of turn out, but most of the time, it flops. We've accidentally swapped baking soda for baking powder and wondered why we kept having, you know, volcanoes in the middle of our... And so sometimes, spiritually, we don't follow the recipe. Change just one or two ingredients, just one or two. And then we wonder why things aren't working out so well. Well, we listen. We've had quite a few couples here lately that have said, keep coming to youth group. Keep doing what's right. Keep reading your Bible. Keep praying. And guess what? God's going to work things out for you. Right, Brother Jacob? God's working things out for Brother Jacob because he's keeping God first. And he's doing that for all of you if you're keeping God first. So I just thought it was important, even though Brother Steve has basically said what I was thinking, that I stand up and just say thank you for being a part of our youth group. Thank you for sticking with us when perhaps mom and dad maybe wouldn't make you. As you get older, maybe it gets easier to push back. And you guys kept on coming. And I echo what Brother Steve said. I don't ever remember asking either one of you to do something and you'd be like, oh, no, I can't do that. You're just like, okay, not again, okay, yeah. And you did it with a smile and upbeat, and that makes our job so much easier. So God bless, our prayers are with you. Marriage is awesome, marriage is hard, but with God, it is so worth it. So love and appreciate you. And if anybody else has anything to say, feel free to come up next.
Sister Nana wants to see me cry, so I'm going to cry, okay? I hate crying. But several years ago, I told Benji, I said, you have to remember that when you're looking for a girlfriend, that it's not just that girl that you're looking at, it's the whole family. And you're going to have to deal with that whole family for all of your life.
Right.
And I want to say that I'm so thankful for Katie and how she blends with our family. She gets along so well with our children, and we just love Katie. And we love Katie's family. We love all her brothers and sisters. We love Sister Nanette and Paul. We're just so thankful that Benji is in a family, that we all get along. That I think of, you know, like someday when they have children, we can all gather at one gathering and be a big happy family, the Millers and the Johnsons. We can share grandchildren hopefully someday. But that is one of the one things that I remember telling Benji is just be careful, because it's not just that one person that you're marrying, it's the whole family that comes with it. And that is a big, big deal to me. But I'm just very thankful for Katie and all her family, and we just love them all so much. Yeah.
wasn't sure if I would be here tonight or not, had a family thing. But I feel like Benji, Katie, and I, in separate relations, have interesting memories. Benji, I think my favorite memory is when you tried to hold the seat down for me to be polite when I came out of the choir after singing and fell. He tried to be nice. He let go thinking somebody else had the seat. I just ended up falling on the floor. It was great. And then Katie, I think one of our best adventures, one of the most memorable for me, is I was just feeling really lonely, really bummed out one night, and ended up reaching out to Katie, and we went ice skating, and I think Kelly came along. Maybe she didn't come along. I don't know. But next thing you know, we're sitting in my apartment singing Amazing Grace and three-part harmony while having helium balloons inhaled. So, but they're both very sweet people. I remember back in the day looking at Benji and saying, he's a good kid, and one of these days he'll make somebody a great husband, just in how he helps out. And I'm super excited for you, Katie, for that, and for Benji, I'm excited for you to have Katie. She's such a sweetheart, and she's so genuine. When I first moved here, she was one of the few friends I had. She reached out to me. She invited me to all their family gatherings and such. Well, not all of them, but a few of them, because I was here on my own, and I look back at that and really appreciate how she made me feel welcome. So we love you both. God bless.
Very good. One last call if anybody wants to.
I was going to say, since Sister Lisa got up and cried, I think
Sister Nanette.
I was going to say, Sister Lisa should get up gracefully.
She told me she never cries.
I don't cry often, but sometimes when it comes to my kids, I do. Well, first of all, I do appreciate Benji very much, and he does. He, like Sister Lisa said, our families kind of mesh well, and we enjoy having Benji over at the house. And I did not worry when Katie went to Sister Lisa and Brother Rusty's, because you don't know when your child dates somebody. You don't know what their rules are, as opposed to your rules. But I never had to worry about that, so that was something to be thankful for. As most of you know, I adopted Katie. My husband and I adopted Katie. When she was 18 months when we got her, and my husband couldn't walk in the room without her screaming because she had been severely abused. She was missing a big old chunk of her hair. They had been ripped out at the scalp, and she's covered in bruises, and my husband just couldn't walk in the room without her just screaming in terror. And so when you see my husband walking her down the aisle and he's crying, it's a huge thing, because he worked and worked and worked. I remember him just coming in and sitting across the room in a chair, and her just watching him and screaming and just keeping her eyes on him. And then he'd sit on the couch by her. And it took months. It was months before. And even when she quit screaming, he would sit down beside her, and you couldn't hear her, but you'd look over and these big old tears would be coming down her face. So it took her a long time. It took her a long time to trust my husband. But I just see, and then they were going to be adopted by somebody else because their mother is local, and she was a threat to them. So we said goodbye to Colton and Katie, and it was right after the school year ended for Colton, and they were gone it was October when I was driving by Children's Services, and I just got this overwhelming urge to call and check on them. And so I called in, because all of their birthdays were in October. And I said, I just wondered if you'd heard anything. And she said, I just got off the phone and they don't want him. And I said, well, I need to talk to my husband, but as far as I'm concerned, you can just bring him home. And they were home by 3 o'clock that day, I think. And they had put her on medication. They had had her in several tests saying she had brain damage because she was, every time they went in the vehicle, she sat in the back and sang. And I said, told the caseworker, I said, that's what my kids do. We have tapes in the car and CDs in the car, and that's what we do. My kids sing. Well, they didn't like that. And so anyway, I could tell you many, many stories. But she lived with Kelly, so she has a lot of patience. Those girls were best of friends, but they were as different as day and night. Kelly has a good heart. I'm not knocking off on Kelly. She's just different than my Katie. But they were very close growing up, and everybody says she's her dad's favorite. But it took a lot for him to get her to even trust him to even be able to walk in the room, like I said. So it's going to be a hard day for us, even though we love Benji very much. But as you know, she's also my last one leaving the house. So I'm all alone all week until my husband comes home on the weekends. So, but I'm thankful. I'm just thankful for her life. I'm thankful, like Sister Sherry said, from where God brought her from. I thought once they left and was going to be adopted by somebody else, that was it. I thought, you know, well, that was God's plan for them. And it was hard, but I thought, you know, I can't have that biological mother around, maybe being a threat to her. And I just prayed when they brought him back. I just prayed and I thought, God, you know where that biological mother is. And she's never been a problem. Colton has met her. Katie has chosen not to. But she's been in and out of jail, but she's never bothered Katie. And I'm thankful for that. Yes. And so I'm just thankful. I'm thankful for Katie and Benji. And I do agree as well. I will try not to keep going, but I do agree to stick with it. Even as we get older, Brother Steve, Sister Sherry, Sister Lisa, and I, that same recipe, keep coming.
Yes.
Keep coming to church. We don't come to young people's, but we come to church, or whatever it is we're involved in. Because even when you're down and you're struggling, there's things you don't understand, keep coming, and you'll figure it out. God will help you figure it out.
Right.
And that's why I just love them both very much. My girl, and I appreciate the life that she has lived in the home. She's not a hypocrite, and I appreciate that. She is not shy, and she is not dumb. She can act like it, but yes, she takes my debit card often. And she also, I'll just tell you a quick story. After Cassie was married, we were in the store, and it was Cassie, Katie, and I, and we were just walking along and stuff, and I get up to the cashier, and I'm pulling things out of my cart. I'm like, I did not put this in the cart. I did not put this in the cart. And Cassie was like, I was wondering when you was going to notice. Katie just put whatever she wanted in the cart. And so she's not dumb. She's not a dumb child at all. But I love and appreciate them both, and I wish them well. And I didn't cry very much.
So, last call again? No. Okay. We're going to go ahead and end the service. We're going to announcements, wedding, the 31st this Friday. Young People Saturday, 5:30. For prayer service and 6 o'clock for young people. So hope to see you there. And that is it. So if you could stand. Also, there's a Wednesday night young people service on the 12th.
The 12th.
And if that's all, we would have... Brother Benji, can you dismiss the service?